Hey everybody, welcome to the Soul Food Priest podcast with Father Ben. It is great to have you. If you have never heard of a food author named Michael Pollan, you might want to check him out. He's pretty good at what he does. He's done a lot of work with Harvard University, and he's really kind of known for his food writing, and I'm always interested in good food writers. So Michael Pollan's done a lot of work. He's got some shows on Amazon Prime too. So some of his books are Cooked and The Omnivore's Dilemma. And in the book Cooked, one of the things that he talks about that I think is really cool, and I definitely agree with him, he says, he mentions specifically that there's a lot of irony with cooking in the United States, at least at this point, with regards to the fact that we buy more cookbooks than we ever have. We expand our kitchens more than we ever have. We watch more cooking shows than we ever have. We buy more cookbooks and cookware than we ever have, and cooking magazines. We are interested in this, and yet we cook less than we ever have. And one of the things that he also points out is we have more access to information with regards to healthy eating, and yet the truth is, let's be honest, as he points out, Americans are far more obese and are more unhealthy than they ever have. So there's a lot of irony there. You know, we have all this cooking stuff in kitchens, but we cook less and we have more access to healthy options, and yet we're more unhealthy. So there's a lot of irony there. And it does kind of beg the point, assuming he's correct, and I think the data is pretty clear that he is correct. It kind of begs the point, well, how did we get here? What's going on? I think there's something about cooking that appeals to people because we enjoy the community experience of it. You know, it used to be that people would really cook to survive. I mean, the days before processed foods, for instance. And now you can buy an onion already cut, for instance. You can buy processed foods that are basically, you know, you take it out of the package, hit a microwave, and it's done. And yet, years ago, as many of you know, I'm sure you grew up this way, that you actually had to cut an onion. You actually had to cut, chop garlic. You actually had to make a soup. And so we kind of like this idea, and yet very few people actually do it anymore, except maybe Thanksgiving. And so convenience has taken hold of much of the American psyche. And let's be honest, a lot of our time is just fraud, man. We're going to soccer practice with the kids, and we're exhausted by the end of the day. I mean, for me, it's the big issue is going to the grocery store. I can't stand going to the grocery store. So for each one of us, kind of the message is this. Look, it's good for us to have a sense of what we call temperance. What is temperance? It's one of the cardinal virtues that controls our appetites to food, alcohol, sex, whatever it is. So how do we get so unhealthy? You know, there's companies like Monsanto, for instance, that have genetically altered so many foods. And someone could say, well, we can feed a lot more people than we ever have. Well, to some extent, that is true. The problem is it destroys, in many ways, the land that they process, they grow this food on, right? And Michael Pollan's done a lot of work on this, so I'm not making this up. Again, the data shows this to be true. So for each one of us, especially if we know, if there's something we like, I mean, I love sweets. I never get sick of sweets. But if I eat sweets every day, all day long, which, trust me, I could easily do, then that's not temperance. That's not temperance. And one of the things that the Catechism of the Catholic Church points out with regards to chastity, it says that, look, we can either be controlled by our passions / lust, whatever you want to call it, and become miserable, or we can control our passions / lust and become happy. Okay, keeping in mind, as you probably have heard me say, according to Catholic teaching and that of Pope John Paul II, there's a huge difference between lust and a holy, good sexual attraction, what he refers to simply as the sexual urge. So those are two very, very different things. In one, we want to use someone as something, i.e. an object, and the other, we want to express love with this person, with the possibility of offspring. So for each one of us, the reminder is this, is that it's not good for us to be controlled by our passions. And frankly, look, it's really a community event to carve out time to cook, to eat with our family. They never forget it, and we need that face time with them. Don't forget to put soul in your food and give food to your soul. God bless you.